Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a store." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last weekend, I was in Mass at TRC, at Our Lady of Perpetual Health. And in that Mass, we proclaimed the Apostles' Creed instead of the Nicene Creed. And it, you know, the Apostle Creed is, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth." And then the Nicene Creed version is more insightful. It goes, "We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen." And of all that is seen and unseen, for God owns everything, not only the visible world, but the invisible. For nothing escapes his authority. For God is not just one deity among many others. God is beyond the world. No one and nothing, therefore, is beyond God's providence. It's also within this framework that we should understand this principle in the Bible. Give on to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God. We heard that a few weeks back, Matthew 22:21. For what is Caesar? It's a limited jurisdiction. What is God is unlimited. The jurisdiction and the boundless allegiance. For our gospel this morning, it speaks of a rich man who calls on his manager and makes an account for all of his properties. God is the rich man, and we all are his managers. And if God owns everything, that even as managers, we are but stewards. Everything that we have, everything that we possess, only in borrowed time, in a limited fashion. Since we all are but stewards, we will all face the owner during the time of reckoning. There will be a time of accounting. So we as stewards and the tenants of God's gifts, we all are given that privilege to dispose of God's wonderful creations. The question that we need to ask is this: did my enjoyment of God's bounty take the direction of the responsibility that we use, or did it take the path of being misused and abused? The one way to determine that answer is to imagine ourselves at the end of our life's journey. When your time comes, can you say, like Jesus, "It is finished"? Or would you say, "I am finished"? "It is finished" means what our Lord said. "It is finished" means the mission was accomplished. "I am finished" means that the mission failed. So my brothers and sisters, my fellow stewards, what will it be for you today? Let us take an inventory of ourselves, of our economics, our physical, and our spiritual assets, and see if we are well managed. I leave you with this: at the sunset of my life, may I gladly face you, O Lord, and say, "It is finished." Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.